This is a dictation for Barbara Galembo, G-U-L-E-M-B-O. Dr. Fuente dictating. Today is January 23, 2013. The date of birth is February 11, 51. Mrs. Galembo is a new dialysis patient in Greenville, G-R-E-E-N-V-I-L-L. Has been followed through Grand Rapids, end-stage renal disease secondary to diabetes and hypertension, diabetes for the last 10 years. The fistula was placed in November, and we started using it the last part of December, so that's like 6 weeks or so. There has been some problems with the flow, and we are in the process of sending her for a fistulogram, potential angioplasty stent. Feeling of fatigue that slowly has improved. Appetite is good, denies nausea or vomiting, no problems with chewing or swallowing. Normal bowel movements without any diarrhea, blood or melena. Still has urine output, but less amounts in starting on dialysis. There has been no recent cloudiness of blood. Edema appears improved. No major neuropathy, no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, no chest pain palpitation. Some degree of dyspnea activities, no orthopnea PND, no major cough or sputum production. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes for about 10 years. Goes to the eye doctor and apparently no laser treatment of the retinopathy, no bleeding, no gross peripheral neuropathy, has high blood pressure on medications. There has been no history of coronary artery disease. Was evaluated within the last 6 months for apparently hypotension chest pain, and the stress test was negative. Never had a cardiac cath, never had angioplasty stent, no congestive heart failure. She's been talking about a heart murmur, but nothing significant. No rheumatic fever and endocarditis, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. In this past admission for hypotension and chest pain, received blood transfusion. Hemoglobin was running low, like 8, maybe 1 or 2 units. Was not on EPO treatment. Denies any history of liver disease, kidney stones or gout, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medication list review, please refer to the chart. Next paragraph, surgeries for breast cancer right-sided requiring lumpectomy. This is in 97, followed by radiation treatment and 5 years of hormonal changes. It's continued in 2002, and there has been no recurrence. Otherwise, the AV fistula placement on the left brachial area. Next paragraph, brief smoking when she was younger, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert of the intestine free, no respiratory distress, wears glasses, normal pupils, normal mucosal, normal teeth, tongue, jugular midline, for the most part, normal hearing and speech, no neck masses, no palpable sidon, no carotid bruise, JVD, no oral wishes through effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rapogallop, overweight, no ascites, no large no liver spleen, trace peripheral edema, no gross focal neurological problems, and no gross vessel pulses abnormalities. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, she's been dialyzing for 3 hours and a half, and the URR is 69%. He has an albumin of 3.6, which is better than he was before dialysis, with the last potassium of 4.4, A1C of 8.1, cholesterol 203, triglycerides 158, and an LDL of 139, HDL of 32, bicarbonate of 27, calcium of 9.1 with a phosphorus of 4.3, presently only on diet, no binders, and PTH in the 358. There is a low vitamin D of 22, anemia of 10.7 with a ferritin level of 101, saturation 17%, a normal B12, folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease secondary to diabetes, hypertension, has an AV fistula on the left side that needs a fistulogram. Same time for the time being, our goal URR is 70%. She has a transplant evaluation coming in Grand Rapids in the next few weeks. The daughter wants to donate the kidney. Patient has a daughter and a son, which apparently are healthy. We discuss about the parameters that we are following, present potassium, acid base, calcium phosphorus are very acceptable. She was started on epogen treatment, and we are going to maximize the iron store, being offered 100 times 5, and then maintenance. There is also started on vitamin D, 125 hectorol. She's already on vitamins. Started on vitamin D replacement. The sodium bicarbonate could be discontinued. Continue cholesterol management. Continue diuretics as long as she has good urine output. Same beta blockers metoprolol. Emotional support provided. Intoxication.